With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The authorities in Rhode Island say they have a person of interest in custody this morning after a shooting at Brown University yesterday killed two people and wounded nine others. It happened during final exams. Surveillance video shows a suspect dressed in black. President Trump has boosted his anti-immigrant rhetoric in recent days, especially toward third world countries.
On Tuesday, the president traveled to Pennsylvania for a campaign-style speech that was peppered with profanity, and he ranted against immigrants from third-world countries.
Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime.
Earlier in the month, the president unleashed a tirade against Somali immigrants, calling them garbage.
I don't want them in our country. Their country's no good for a reason. Their country stinks.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Questions about aviation safety dogging a massive defense bill that's before Congress.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy took the unusual step Wednesday of calling a news conference to denounce that part of the bill.
It represents an unacceptable risk to the flying public, to commercial and military aircraft crews, and to the residents in the region.
Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas is among those voicing support for an amendment or additional legislation that would close the safety loophole.
To make sure that NDAA language is at least, as a minimum, abiding by the safety standards that were set in place after the crash of January the 29th.
The defense bill is a priority for President Trump and is expected to pass through the Senate by the end of the year.
That's Jennifer King reporting. An L.A. jury has awarded $40 million to two women who claim Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. The company plans to appeal the verdict. This is SRN News. Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. On average, 21% of people in South America say they do not have a religious affiliation, 13% in Central America. The Catholic Archdiocese of New York says it will set up a $300 million fund to compensate victims of priest sex abuse who've sued the church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the Archdiocese will pay for the fund by reducing its budget and selling off assets, including completing the sale of its former headquarters, currently located in Manhattan. This is SRN News. UK police are not investigating claims that former Prince Andrew asked his bodyguard to look into a Jeffrey Epstein victim.
British police say they found no evidence that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, better known as former Prince Andrew, asked a bodyguard to investigate Virginia Giuffre. London's Metropolitan Police were investigating claims that the former Prince Andrew sought information to smear Giuffre in 2011 after a UK newspaper said he passed her details to his bodyguard. Police recently said that they found no evidence of criminal acts or misconduct. Giuffre, who committed suicide, said that she was exploited by Andrew and others in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring. Andrew, who reached a settlement with Giuffre, was stripped of his royal title by his brother, King Charles III. Rica and Garcia, London.
Fernando Mendoza, the enthusiastic quarterback of number one Indiana, won football's Heisman Trophy on Saturday night, first Hoosier ever to do it. This is SRN News.